بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We come therefore to the first of the things that we believe in. That first thing which we believe in is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we know and we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. He is unique. And that's the reason why when the Quraysh asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who is Allah? Allah revealed Quran. What did Allah say? What was the ayat which was revealed when they asked him, who is Allah? And Allah is now introducing himself. Which ayat? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Jazakallah, right? Allah says, say to them, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Think about this. Why did Allah not say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَاحِدٌ? The Arabic is what? Should be wahid, no? One. Say God is one. No. Al-Ahad. Now this is the beauty of the Arabic language and the complexity of the Arabic grammar, where the word ahad has no plural. Wahid has two. Ithnain. Wa thalath, wa ruba, wa khamsa, and so on, so on, so on, right? Two, three, four. It has, from wahid you can have nis. Nis, which is half. And quarter, and so on. So, when the word wahid is divisible, it is multipliable and divisible. But the word ahad has no, cannot be divided, cannot be multiplied. So, qulu allahu ahad. Allahu Samad, Allah is free from all wants. Allah does not need anything. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He was not begotten and he did not beget. He didn't come from, he has no parents, he's got no children. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And there's nothing in creation like him. So this is the fundamental belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we must be very clear in our minds. Allah is the one who is unique, has no partners, has no helpers, has no associates, he's got no assistants. He does not need any of that. He has none and he doesn't need any of that. He has no equals, alone. And this is the basis of what we call Tawheed. Tawheed is to believe in the wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And this is the fundamental principle of justice in Islam. To give everybody their due. Not more, not less. To give everyone their due. Beginning with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do not associate anyone, we do not give any partners to Allah because He is unique. He has no partners. Right? Everybody else, including all the prophets, and I'm saying prophets and messengers because in our belief they are the highest. No kings and queens and presidents and whatnot, the prophets. We love all of them, we honor all of them, we hold them in the highest esteem, but we do not worship them. That's very important to understand this, right? We say, what about Abraham? Ibrahim alayhi salam. I honor him. I love him, I respect him. How much? More than anybody else. But do I worship Ibrahim? No. Worship is only for Allah. What about Moses? What about Noah alayhi salam? Noah, what about Jesus, Isa alayhi salam? What about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam himself? I honor him, I respect him, I venerate him. The dust on his shoes is better for me than Jannah itself. Right? But I do not worship. Is he equal to Allah? No, he's not equal to Allah. Is he somehow associated with Allah? No. Unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely unique. And that is why this kalima shahada, the statement of evidence, the statement of bearing witness. This is the doorway into Islam. If you think about that, this kalima begins with nafi, it begins with denying. La ilaha. Right? The kalima is not Allahu, ilahu wahid. No. La ilaha. There is no one worthy of worship. It begins with denial. There's nobody worthy of worship. Illallah. Except Allah. Right? We are not saying only Allah is worthy of worship. No, this is a much more emphatic statement. There is nobody worthy of worship except Allah. La ilaha illallah. And that is why it is very important to enter into Islam is to first remove the glory and majesty and the fear of everything else from your heart. Everything. And fill your heart with the glory and majesty of Allah. You don't fear anyone, nothing. Material, human, of any kind. And you fill your heart with the glory and majesty of Allah. So if somebody says to you, what if there is an economic collapse? What? So what? Allah is still there. What if there is an earthquake? Allah is still there. So do you take steps to protect yourself from the earthquake or the economic collapse or the disease or what? Of course. Of course. We don't deny that. If there is COVID, you wear a mask. Go ahead. No problem. We don't say don't wear a mask. Don't take a vaccine. No. Go ahead. Take the vaccine. But in the heart, who will protect me from this disease? The mask? The vaccine? Or Allah? This is why I say Islam is a practice, because for a Muslim, it's a daily living experience of the religion. It's not just something I believe, now it's done, I'm home and dry. No, every single day, I'm asking myself this question. It's living in me. Every day, I'm asking the question, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All praise to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who kept my heart free from all fears and all anxieties, because I have Allah. God have Allah, alhamdulillah. So, la ilaha illallah, la yanfa' wa la yadur illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. La yanfa' wa la yadur. Nobody can benefit and nobody can harm illallah, except Allah. And la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no one who has any control, any authority, any understanding, any decision-making power, any power, nothing except Allah. Now we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything that exists, and all that we know and all that we don't know, and this is how you get the glory and majesty of Allah in your heart, by looking at creation. So think about that. When the first revelation came, what was the first revelation? What was the ayah? Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who created everything. What was there to read? Did Jibreel come with a book? No. He's saying read. What? Read the creation. Read the signs of Allah in the creation. Read. In the name of the one who created everything. That's why Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullah, he said there are two books. One is the open book, which is the kainat, which is the entire universe. Everything we know and everything we don't know, some of which Allah will make known as we get more and more knowledge. Some of it which will still be completely unknown. All of this are signs of Allah. These are ayat of Allah. What is the word for sign in Arabic? Ayah. What is the word for the line in the Quran? Ayah. Same word. Ayatullah. That's the reason why I always object. People say verse. The Quran is not a book of verses. The Quran is not poetry. There are no verses in the Quran. There are ayat in the Quran. Use the language. Use the language. The words, the Arabic language is beautiful. The Arabic language, the words have huge meaning. And don't worry, oh, you know, my so-and-so friend, she won't understand. If she doesn't understand, she will ask you a question. Explain to her. What's the problem with that? Right? What is the problem with that? If somebody doesn't know, they will ask you. So if they ask you, explain to them. Good for you, good for them. Use the word. There is a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say ash'ar. He didn't say sha'r. It's not as if there is no word in Arabic for verse. What is the Arabic word for verse? Sha'r. Ash'ar. Same word we have in Urdu also. Sha'iri. Shu'ara. Sha'r. These words are in the Quran. But why is Allah saying ayat? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah Al Imran. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayat. Did Allah say ashar? No. La ayat illi ulil albab. Allah said, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs. Ayat, not verses, signs. For people of intelligence, for people who reflect, for people who have some thought, for people who are not walking around this world like blind people, like cattle, they have sense. They are thinking, they are reflecting, they are, oh my God, this is fantastic. How is it that in this Massachusetts, where temperatures go down to minus 20 sometimes, you know, Celsius, I always think in Celsius. So 20 below zero in Celsius. How is it that there is a little bird called black-capped chickadee, which remains alive and well, when there is even sometimes, you know, a couple of feet of snow, she can't eat anything, he can't eat anything, there's no food, nothing, this bird is still alive. How? It's not magic. There is a whole set of reasons. The way the feet of the birds are different from our feet, how, because of the kind of feet, they don't lose heat. The way the bird nests and so on and so on and so on. But the point is, who creates this entire system for the survival of this bird? And if you think that it's your feeder outside your house which is saving the bird, no, it's not, because those birds have been here for hundreds of years, long before you came anywhere close, right? Really, I mean, sometimes you go, I love nature absolutely. I mean, I do a lot of nature photography, some of you know. You go outside, you open your eyes and you watch, really, you feel like dancing in the streets, like crazy. You know, people say, what happened to this guy? He's mad. Yeah, he's mad. He's madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, this is my Rabb. This is Allah. This is my Allah. Hey? Everywhere. Allah showed us signs. I landed here 2019. I think it was 19th of September or something like that. So as I'm coming out of Logan Airport, if somebody had stopped me and said to me that 2 weeks from now, not a single plane will fly in the skies. Everybody will be shut inside their homes. All shops will be shut. Universities shut. Businesses shut. Everything shut down. And animals and bears and elks and moose and deer will walk in the streets. I would ask him, excuse me, I mean, you know, I know recreational use of marijuana is legal in this country, in this state, but tell me, where are you getting your stuff? Really? I mean, how insane is that kind of talk, right? But did we see it or we didn't see it? Then just think about that. Just don't go through life with your eyes, blinkers. Yeah, okay, COVID came. What do you mean COVID came? One little virus, which needs an electron microscope even to see that thing. Is that even alive? This piece of protein? Is it alive? Does it have life? It doesn't have life? What is it? It shuts down the entire world. All our money, all our weapons, all our armies, all our science, everything. Became null and void. Right? Shouldn't we think? So, SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us his khudrat, he's showing us his sign. He's saying, wake up, people. The Quran asks this question, Aina tathabun, where are you going? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us, walked us into a wall. It's a bang. Okay, now stop. Where are you going? You wanted time to reflect, right? People ask you this question. Oh, no, I'll do that. You know, I think I should sit down. And if Allah says, okay, here's time to reflect. Now shut up. Sit at home. Reflect. Where is my life taking me? Where am I going? Is my life going anywhere at all? Or am I living like an animal? I wake up, I sleep. I wake up, I sleep. In between, I eat some food. I do. La hawla quwwata illa billah. This is the meaning of Islam. Every day you are living Islam because you are connected with your Creator on a real-time basis. Not only when you go into the mosque, not only when you put on a hat, no. You are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala real-time, 24/7. Allah is alive. He's with me. He's with you. We call on Him. He answers us. Live, living. Right? We also know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just the creator. He didn't just create and go and walk away. He is the creator. He is the sustainer. He is the protector. He is the provider. He continuously creates. He didn't just create once and stop. No. He continuously creates, constantly, sustains, provided. And then he's interested in his creation. He didn't just create and walk away. The fact that he sent messenger after messenger, the fact that he sent book after book, is evidence that he is interested in his creation. And in this case, we are talking about ourselves. But Allah is interested in all that he created. So why did he give us Islam? Allah gave us Islam. Allah gave Islam to everybody from the first day to the last day. Islam is the religion of submission to the Creator. So we believe that Adam alayhi salam was Muslim, Nuh alayhi salam was Muslim, Ibrahim alayhi salam was Muslim, Musa alayhi salam was Muslim, Isa alayhi salam was Muslim, right? Everybody, they all submitted to their Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of them worshipped idols. Tell me, which prophet worshipped idols? Which one? Nobody. They all worshipped Allah. They all worshipped their Creator. They were all Muslim. And that is evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is interested in. Why did Allah send Islam? Why does He send prophets? Why does He send books? So that we can live lives which are positive, which are compassionate, which are kind, which are full of justice, where people take care of each other, right? And Allah also gives us Jannah. Think about that. If we had a life in this world, imagine there's no Jannah. Right? There's no afterlife, nothing. You die, you become mud. But in this life, you live in a society which is just and fair and compassionate and kind, which has human rights, where people are treated with dignity, people help each other, they're kind to each other. What's wrong with that? Right? What's wrong with that? Tell me. Is there anything wrong with this? So how come we don't have it? Why not? If I want to be kind to you, is anyone preventing me? Will someone shoot me in the head? If I want to speak to you politely, is anyone preventing me? If I want to help you, is anyone preventing me? So if I don't do that, who do I want to blame? You get the point I'm making? We have created this absolutely garbage thing which we call civilization. It's not civilization at all. It is the worst of barbarism. Because at least if we were ignorant and we had no knowledge and whatnot, then you could say that, you know, okay, the people don't. We claim to have knowledge of, at least we claim that we are the smartest that people ever, who ever existed on the planet, right? I don't think we are anywhere close to that, but anyway, we believe this. We have confused technology to be knowledge. Technology is tools. Tools are important, but tools are not knowledge. A tool is a tool. Knowledge is what helps you to understand how to use that tool in the best possible way. That's knowledge. A knife is a knife. Just because my knife is made of gold, do I stab myself? No. A knife is a knife. It is to be used for, it can be used for positive reasons, for in positive ways or negative ways. But what is it that gives me the knowledge to use it in positive ways? That is really knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم